I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. In a surprise announcement, Ward 11 University Rosedale City Councilor Mike Layden will not seek re-election this October. Layden served as City Councilor for the West End communities since 2010, when he replaced Joe Pantalone in Ward 19. Following the City Council seat reduction in 2018, Layden has represented Ward 11 for the last 4 years. He became a fixture in City Council and was a vocal leader against provincial cuts to healthcare and communities amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Layden's time as councillor is highlighted by his support for several initiatives centered around battling climate change and helping the city's underserved communities. In his farewell letter on Twitter, Layden writes, quote, "I've dedicated my career to fighting climate change and inequality, and I'm proud that I took every opportunity I had as councillor to make progress on both fronts," end quote. Layden thanked the city staff, his council colleagues, communities, and businesses that supported him throughout his time as councillor in the letter as well. He was instrumental in the continued expansion of bike lanes and protection for cyclists across the city. Layden was a strong proponent of making the downtown core more pedestrian-friendly and finding greener ways for transportation. This advocacy includes helping to implement bike lanes along Bloor Street, which is considered one of Toronto's busiest streets and a transportation hub for commuters.
But I'm not going to let these clouds or this rain get me down, because you know what? Today, Toronto City Council is voting to make the University Avenue, parts of Bloor, Danforth, and Bayview permanent parts of the City of Toronto cycling network. Thank you, Barbara Gray, Jacqueline Hayward, Becky Katz, and your whole team at our cycling unit at the city. And of course, to Councillor Joe Cressy for helping me make this happen. This is an important part of our network now, and it will become more important as we build out the network to help fight climate change together. For today, let's just win this vote.
During this summer, his commitment to making the city safer for pedestrians included his opposition to the reduction of active TO along the lakeshore, especially when Toronto Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro wrote to the city about how the closures affected attendees going to the Rogers Centre. Further, Layden was a strong advocate for the creation of Toronto's Community Crisis Response Pilot Project. The project, which was created to help respond to mental health crises without the need for police and to eliminate the potential for physical violence, recently expanded to western portions of the downtown core and North York earlier this month. In March, Layden emphasized the need for resources to ensure that the project does not fail. He promised to vote on every motion that would allow the project to continue and seek expansion.
I think if we truly want to succeed, we need to assign additional resources. And with time, I am certain it will be clear that more resources are necessary to achieve the outcomes the community demands of us. For this reason, I will support all motions that seek to bolster the proposed pilot, and that allocates more resources, and that advances it faster and with more urgency, so that it better reflects the urgency we felt last summer. I had also prepared some motions for the Budget Committee this Thursday along those same lines. But we can't stop at crisis response alone. We need to look at all the ways we can invest, instead of police, into alternative forms of community safety and into our communities themselves. For their efforts to help us get to where we are, I'd like to thank city staff and the city manager's office and SDFA for their hard work. And I ask them, and I know they'll rise to the occasion, please tell us what you need to get this done with conviction, to succeed beyond expectations. And unfortunately, that reflects the sad reality that if implemented, this will save Black and Indigenous lives in our community. Thank you.
Other projects Layden helped spearhead include establishing affordable housing units and helping to launch cultural centers like Blackhurst along Bloor and Bathurst Street. Layden concluded his farewell letter stating that there is more work to be done for the city, and that while he will continue to work on these issues, he will do so in a different capacity. As of July 28th, he did not announce future plans of what is next, or whether he will remain in politics at any level at this time. Mike Layden is the son of the late Jack Layden, the longtime federal NDP leader who led the party to its best election result with 103 seats in 2011. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative,